Unit 13, page 134. Reading, Exercise A.
What's your job? Hello, and welcome to our radio show, What's Your Job? My name is Oscar, and today I will talk with Michelle Smith from Florida. Hi, Michelle. How do you do?
Nice to meet you, Oscar.
Welcome to our show. Michelle, you put on a long white coat at work and give medicine to patients, but you're not a doctor. Please tell our audience what your job is.
The truth is, I am a doctor, but not a doctor for humans. I am an animal doctor, which is called a veterinarian or vet.
Cool. Do you work with wild animals, like lions and bears?
I don't work with wild animals, but I do work with a variety of animals, like rabbits, dogs, and cats. My job is quite similar to an ordinary doctor's job. People bring their pets to me, and I make sure they are healthy. I check their eyes, ears, and stomach. Sometimes an animal comes in with a toothache or even a headache, and I help it get better.
Do people have to make an appointment to see you?
Mostly, people make appointments. But I want to be able to help animals in emergencies, so I leave some time available every day for that. Sometimes I even visit my animal patients at home. If they are too ill to come to me, I try to be as helpful as I can.
Pets can't talk, so how do you know what's wrong?
Although animals are unable to talk, they can communicate in other ways. For example, if they cry when I touch their head, I know that is where it hurts. And if they jump when I touch their legs, I know the ache is from there. Sometimes they seem sad or tired, or they behave differently. That can also give me an understanding of what the problem is.
How long does it take to become a vet?
It takes a minimum of 8 years to become a vet, like anyone who learns medicine. I went to university for 4 years, in addition to 4 years at veterinary school. It involves a lot of hard work, but I'm so happy I did it. I love every single minute of my job.